look, luck of the draw there. I had no idea what song would come up. So don't infer anything at all from this as we welcome to the show Gary Tagway of NBC Sports Boston. Hello, Gary.
Well, Rich, I have been said I look like my mother.
Well.
And she was a lady.
But exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that.
She was a lady, damn it.
Your mom was a lady.
Bertha Tagway.
Did I ever meet your mom?
God, no. No, I never would allow that. No, no, no.
To protect me or to protect her?
My parents had a certain image of me when I left for college.
Oh, okay, I get it.
You know, and after you and I connected there over at the old Wabby and Big Country, that went all downhill.
Yeah. Secrets, many of them will go with us to the grave. Ready. Absolutely. Well, you had to do a little cut-in on the Celtics game at halftime from London. Crazy with these middle-of-the-afternoon games. Celtics got in trouble, fell behind, but they're coming back.
Yeah, down three right now. You know, Tatum heated up his... You know, Mike Gorman just said they need to get Tatum involved offensively and get hit a big three. And that's what they do. You know, the Celtics are the heart attack kids. They got to wait till the fourth quarter or the second half to kick it in the gear. And that's what they've done this year.
33-10 record, best in the league going into the game. Is this for real? Are they doing it with smoke and mirrors?
No, it's definitely for real because Tatum and Jaylen Brown are playing like veterans, and technically Brown is one, but they're having terrific years. We knew Kyrie Irving was a great player, but what we didn't know is that he could, just ingratiate himself to his teammates and create this chemistry with everybody. So it's not just Kyrie Irving and a bunch of guys. They're a true team, and you can see guys like Baines contributing. You know, Marcus Morris off the bench has been very important for them. They got to keep him healthy. And a kid from Louisville, Rozier, who I get into a big fight with, Gaspert. You know, Rozier can contribute. You know, Marcus Smart, who drives me crazy with his – he makes mental errors or he'll shoot – to me, he shoots the ball too much. But he makes things happen. Every time Marcus is on the floor, he'll take a shot that I go, what are you doing? And then he'll take a charge. He'll steal the ball. He'll set a pick. He'll just do something so right that you can't help but like the guy.
Gary, is there anybody that cares about this IT Paul Pierce thing except maybe those two guys, if even them?
Well, Pierce does. Pierce said it. I mean, Pierce said, look, it's my night. I don't want to see anybody else up there. You know, because I was here when Paul was a rookie, I remember when he came in from Kansas, I was doing the pregame show, the postgame show during all the lean years and when they were going to trade him in 06 and I remember when he almost died with the stabbing incident, and Pierce went through a lot here, and he matured a lot, and he grew into the role of the captain and of the guy that really held the team together. And, you know, they won that championship, and if KG hadn't been hurt, I think they could have won a couple more. To me, it should be all about Pierce. It does matter to me. And I think Isaiah was – and I'm in the minority. I mean, I may be the only one other than Pierce. But, you know, when Isaiah said, I want my family to be there, that's not a big deal. But somebody should have said to him, well, the next time you're here, it's Paul Pierce's night. And then IT probably would have said, okay, just play the damn video, you know. That's all. But I know Paul, I know Julie, and I just think that he just deserves the whole night to be about him.
We're talking with Gary Tagway, NBC Sports Boston. Patriots getting set for the Titans this weekend. The story, though, has been all about the relations between the big three there in Foxborough. If there's anybody in Boston who will tell us the real deal, it's you, Gary. What's the story?
All right, I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version, all right?
Okay, all right.
Guerrero's a pain in the ass, pissed off Belichick, and that's not a stretch. You know, he thinks he invented pliability. This guy's never heard of Jack LaLanne, you know. I mean, he thinks he's got all the answers. And Tom, who's a little obsessive compulsive with his stuff, as most athletes are, he's his guy. And Guerrero overstepped his boundaries, you know, to the point where one source said to me, he mentioned to a player, you know, if you came up to TB12, maybe Tom would throw you the ball more, stuff like that. Where that's when Belichick said, okay, you're out. We can't have that. As far as Kraft and Belichick, I think that Bill Belichick is not leaving. No way. I do think, and this is my opinion, I do think that Kraft said, well, you can't trade Tom and you can't franchise Jimmy. But I'm not going to tell you have to trade Jimmy. Right? So it's kind of like, well, you kind of are, Robert. So, and really, though, see, right now everybody is like, you should have kept Jimmy, you should have kept Jimmy. And he's, because he's won out in San Francisco. What are you going to do? You're going to trade Brady?
No.
And I think that Bill would have hung on to Jimmy, and I think he would have said goodbye to Tom at the end of the year, which sounds crazy, but I also think that Belichick knows or feels the Patriots had the heir apparent. They had the next quarterback that could take them, you know, keep the dynasty going for another 10 years.
Well, and that's been his MO all along. Better to trade a guy too soon than too late.
And Brady's no different. And Tom is having an MVP year. I think it's a down year for a lot of players. I don't think Tom has played especially well in the second half. I think he's hurt. I think he misses Edelman. I think that he certainly missed Gronk, you know, in the game against in Miami. I think compared to other Celtic, other Patriot teams, this Patriot team isn't very good. You know, I don't think it's certainly not as good as any of the other championship teams. And because of injuries, and I don't think Gilmore's been a great acquisition overall. This is not one of Bill's better teams. It's just that the AFC is terrible. I mean, it is awful. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is I think Brady's status is elevated a little bit because everybody else is so bad. And I think Belichick was ready to make the move at the end of the year. My opinion. That's my opinion. But, you know, at the end of the day, like if Bill was forced to keep Tom Brady, I mean, how bad are we going to feel for him? Oh, geez, I couldn't trade the greatest player of all time when he's having an MVP season.
Do you think Wickersham is telling the truth that there are guys on the beat that are sending messages and saying, hey, you're right. I can't say it, but you're right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do. I don't think he makes this stuff up. I think that, and of course, this was like 8 weeks ago during the trade deadline or something along those lines. But I do think that when he traded Garoppolo, there was a lot of tension. I mean, I think that Bill was pissed he had to trade him. But what are you going to do, though? You know, I mean, it's like now everybody's saying, well, like, I guess the big thing on Bill is he should have got the pick from Cleveland last year that they said was number four overall, which I don't believe. I don't believe Cleveland offered number four overall for Garoppolo. I don't believe that. But he perhaps could have got a first-round pick, a lower-level first-round pick for Garoppolo last spring. But he said, I'm going to hang on to Jimmy Garoppolo in case Tom Brady gets hurt or can't play anymore. And that's what he did. And what happened was Brady continued to play great. And Garoppolo also wanted out, though, too. I mean, Mike Giardi knows this, reported this. Garoppolo this year, during the Saints training camp down in West Virginia, he came to the realization that Brady's never leaving. It's like Jimmy told his agent he wanted out. Like, he just said, this is never going to work. I'm not going to wait two more years to be the quarterback. So there's that factor, too, you know, where you could have gone and offered Jimmy like $18, $19 million a year. He wasn't taking it.
Right.
He was going to become a free agent. The only way you would have kept him is to franchise him. So to summarize it, to sum it all up, I think probably the thing that Bill's ticked off about most is that he had to trade him. You know?
Right.
And is that really Robert's fault? I guess. I don't know. It's a tough one. But the Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they're going to win. Belichick isn't leaving. And I think all the dust will settle.
All right, before we let you go, J.D. Martinez, they have the classic line that you say when no one signs you is, I'm prepared to hold out forever. Is that just so much smoke and mirrors from him trying to get Boras to maybe back down from 7 years, 30 mil?
Well, the one thing about the baseball offseason is they got a long time, and he and Boras did it with Veritech. And, you know, Boras will wait you out. And, yes, of course. I mean, that's what Boras does. Boras will wait you out. And I don't know if it's going to work or not. You know, I don't know. But, yeah. Well, but they take their time in the offseason. But it doesn't strike me that the Red Sox are going to cave at the end of the day and give him what he wants. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, we got Mitch Moreland. He can hit cleanup, right?
I know. I mean, they definitely need him, but I don't think they're going to meet Boris's number. I don't know why. I mean, to me, the Red Sox can overpay. I mean, what the heck? They gave Price way too much money. So, I mean, they definitely need him.
Yeah, well, I always say, it's not my money. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. And, you know, they make so much money off of Nesson and the Gate. But, yeah, that's Boris. I mean, Veritek got $40 million negotiating against himself.
You still had, by the way,
team out there that's going to sign Jason Veritek for $40 million. I still call that. That's a bunch of crap.
I believe it was you, Gary, that had the best line so far this offseason, that the Red Sox biggest signing has been Sam Adams.
Right. Thank you. That's good beer, man.
I like to give credit where credit is due. Gary.
Well, I appreciate that.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for squeezing us in on this busy afternoon. Who's on tonight after the Celtics?
It's me and Trenny, and Felger's going to be in. And I'm sorry. You know, I haven't even checked. It's probably Maloney. What's today?
It's Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. It'll be, I think Lou's coming in. Be Maloney.
All right. Talk him down off the ledge, will you?
Nah, it's too much fun watching him dangle.
All right, Gary, thanks as always. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, Rich.